Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with some of our bloggers, as well as other top experts and authors. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman, and I'm joined by the one and the only Annie Jennings of the national PR firm Annie Jennings PR and creator of the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that's just right for you. Annie, we have tons
of bloggers in all different areas. Mm-hmm. You're gonna, and it's fun. There's fun, there's humor, there's a little more drama, there's career, there's negotiating, there's business marketing, fantasy, you name it, astrology. We have it all. We also have our guest podcast series, and today's guest, Victoria Konevsky, and she is the owner of foryourbigdate.com. And this is a one-stop shop for your perfect date essentials, where singles and married women can prepare for dressy, casual, sexy, stay-in, before date, as well as buy gifts for him or for her. So we're going to talk today a little bit about how to get ready for a date. But first, I'd also like to say that Victoria is a dynamic contributor to the dating world. She is the author of Broken Heart 911, former executive-level participant in a multi-million dollar fashion legacy, e-commerce specialist, coffee addict, and flourishing love and relationship expert. Well, she sounds beautiful. So I want to welcome Victoria to us. Thank you. Welcome, Victoria.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure, Victoria. And you know what? I'm a coffee addict, too. So we are going to get along just famously. Promise. Look, coffee addiction, all for it. So great. I mean, this For Your Big Date sounds pretty amazing, foryourbigdate.com. You know, what is the most important aspect of getting ready for a date?
Well, the most important aspect is, it sounds super simple, but it's to feel good. Because like attract like, and the better you feel, the better your date will go and the better relationship you have. But in order to feel good, you have to look good. And in order to look good, you have to prepare. And you have to prepare differently for each and every kind of date. And, for example, if for casual date you can take very short time, for super dressy date, you have to plan. And you have to decide either you go classy versus trendy, and you have to think about your date psychology. You have to budget, and you have to think about attitude, right?
Right, exactly. And now, you know, your first date is always, I have to impress. You know, the first impression is always the most important. Now, you know, when you go on subsequent dates with the same person, third, fourth, fifth date, do you have to be as perfect? Do you have to prepare as precisely as you did for your first date?
I'll ask you a question. If you would like to stay thin and in shape, do you have to always diet and exercise, or you can let it go? The answer is you always have to be in shape. And date number 55, it's as important as date 5 and date 1. This is my answer. You always You always have to be in top shape in order to keep great relationship.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I see that all the time. You know, people get married, and then 5 years, they're not looking the same, right? You can't do that for your marriage. You got to stay in shape, just like you said. I really like that analogy. I mean, it really can tell people how important it is to prepare for your dates. You know, you always want to look good. That's for sure. Now, what are the types? You were talking about all different types of dates. What are the most general types that people go on?
I would generalize them by dressy, which is romantic restaurant, dinner, dinner parties, wedding, black tie gatherings, cocktail parties, gallery openings, pretty much. Casual date, it's somewhere where you would meet in more casual environment, perhaps coffee shops, outside dates, ocean, parks. Then sexy date. Well, sexy date has different meaning for different people, but it's pretty much everything, any kind of date that will include an erotic or sexual ending can be considered a sexy date.
Right, right. Now, what's the importance, Victoria, in all these kind of dates? What's the importance of gifts and flowers? I mean, do guys still have to show up with a first date with flowers, or is that kind of passe? Is that old school?
The only date when I suggest guy not suggest with flowers, it's a first date, because it can be too much. But gifts and flowers, those things are a sign of attention. And women love attention. And it's eternal, international, for each and every age group. Women love gifts and flowers as a sign of attention. This is my answer.
Right. Right, we do. We absolutely do. I know when I got married, my husband hooked me when he sent flowers to the office, and all it said was, just because. So I'll never forget that, and it definitely makes you feel good inside, which then in turn, like you say, makes you feel good on the outside. You look better, you carry yourself better, you have more confidence, and become more attractive. So
There is a little note. Sometimes women say, I don't care about flowers, it's just a waste of money, flowers will die. This is not true. I know women who've been given flowers and they were melting from happiness.
Right. Right, exactly. It's about he was thinking of me, right? Now, is it the same for men? I mean, here's a question. Annie and I were talking about this a little bit earlier. When you go on that first date, how soon can you, maybe you send flowers afterwards? How soon do you call? Does the guy wait, or does the woman wait for the man to get in touch with them after that first date? You know, what's a good protocol or procedure to follow after the first date?
I strongly believe that women should not follow under any circumstances. Men supposed to do the work. And men supposed to call pretty much as soon as possible, but not in 3 hours, in probably next day or next or 2 days, because women get nervous. And men never should make his woman insecure, feel insecure. This is the rule of thumb. And if he doesn't call, he would feel insecure.
All right, so let's just review. This is Annie. Women never call a guy after the date. You wait.
Correct.
And if he doesn't contact you again, well, so be it. It wasn't going to work out anyway. You know, I'll tell you, one time we worked with a relationship expert, and she absolutely fell in love with one of the co-guests on the show, who was single, by the way. And she's single, and they're beautiful, and they're a perfect match for each other. And she goes, I flirted a little. I made sure he knew how to get in touch with me. And we waited and waited and waited for him to connect, and it never happened. He never bit. The only thing she did was she did a little Facebook like, oh, so great being on the show with you, right? Figure that's okay, we talked about it. We figured we can get away with that. Never responded. And this guy was adorable, and they should be together, but no. She goes, no, I can't. If he didn't respond to me after some obvious cues, invitations, like I'm open-minded, and with the Facebook, she said, no, I can't pursue it anymore. I have to stop. There you go.
Yeah.
I thought that was really good discipline.
It requires as good discipline as for, again, looking good, for achieving something, for everything requires discipline. Because if everything would be easy, everybody would have perfect relationship, perfect jobs, and live in perfect world. Men supposed to do all the work. So because men, by nature, they are hunters. They are they like to hunt, they like to chase, and if woman takes away the beauty of it, he's not interested. Now, come get me, but it's not going to be as exciting and sweet.
I know. As much as we don't want to say that men have to do all the work because we're supposed to be moving towards equality. I think in the mating dance, though, there's just certain innate and instinctive, you know, behaviors that take over. So it's good to know what they are.
Of course, times changed, and we all know that women became really aggressive, and maybe we have
right.
to be, but at least we have to make it look like they're hunting. I hope not
oh,
very
yeah.
manly
oh,
in the
oh.
Yeah.
Yes, we have to make it look like they're hunting us, but we just happen to be in their way while they're hunting.
Yeah, right. With a big neon sign waving
totally
everybody
it.
Down.
I totally get it. Oh, what are you doing here? What are you doing? I didn't know you'd find me here.
Yeah,
oh,
exactly. Very
oh,
funny.
Really?
You know,
I
Victoria,
know.
We have one more question. I know you call
mm-hmm.
this the eternal female question. When you're getting, and you know, I think this applies to the way that technology is, the way that the dating world has really changed. You know, people are online dating, doing all of that, meeting via Facebook and Twitter and social media circles, you know, and you're not actually meeting in person. So you have this picture of somebody in your mind, and you want to look better as a woman, like you said. You want to look your best, feel your best. So how can women look 10 years younger and 10 pounds slimmer? Tell us this.
Well, pretty much if we're talking about pictures on Facebook, they, of course, can use Photoshop. But when
right.
they meet in person, there are so many ways. I believe that there is no such a thing as a non-good-looking woman. I believe there are women who don't know how to show their best assets and hide their flaws. So there are lots of information. You have to use little tricks. You have to highlight what you have the best and hide what you don't like the most. And plus makeup, fashion tricks, investment in your wardrobe and accessories and great skincare products. And there are ways to look super young.
Yeah, I mean, there's always information out on in women's magazines and online, of course, on how to dress for certain body types, what you should wear, what you shouldn't wear, what accentuates your trouble spots versus hide them, like you said. So there is lots of information out there, and especially, well, on the first and on any date, right? To
well,
look
there's
your
nothing
best.
Wrong
you
with looking
that.
Nice. I mean, I'm not for tactics or gimmicks, but I'm all for looking nice, you know, well-groomed, being yourself, being authentic, and, you know, just being who you are. So I'm all for that one, but it's always good to have some of these little tips, of course. And I know that's going to wrap up our interview with you, Victoria.
To find out more about Victoria and how you can get ready for your big date, go to that website, foryourbigdate.com. It's the only online one-stop shop for all of your dating and everyday essentials, including apparel, accessories, beauty, handbags, jewelry, candles, basically everything. Everything you could need. You don't even have to think about how to look better, younger, slimmer, and sexier. Victoria has already done it for you at foryourbigdate.com with major Hollywood celebrity stylists, designers, and beauty experts. So thank you, Victoria, for being here with us. And this podcast is brought to you by Jennings Wire Online Magazine. Please visit JenningsWire.com to discover more bloggers that might be perfect for you. Thanks again.